Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the UConn Huskies, as well as the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. You've seen Joel published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. You've seen him as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on Saturday and Sunday morning with Kara Sundlin. You've seen him as an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. He's the author of 6 books, including most famously, The Money Map. He's husband to Wendy, a fan of the Minnesota Vikings, and father to Brandon, Michael, Joel, and Noah. And Joel, I need you to bring your A game today or suffer the consequences.
Well, that's exactly the title of our show today, or that's in the title of our show. The title of our show today is Rebalance Your Portfolio Now or Suffer the Consequences. We're talking about your investment allocation today, the ratio of stocks, bonds, real estate, and cash in your portfolio. And this is really the key to your long-term investing success, is having the proper mix between those assets. We call it asset allocation. And the importance of rebalancing your portfolio from time to time to make sure you're sticking true to your asset allocation. So there's a problem. There's a universal problem. Nearly everyone's asset allocation is off. You're not exempt either. The chances are your asset allocation is out of whack. There's a number of reasons for that that we'll talk about later in the program, but there's probably no rhyme or reason for your current investment allocation. Your overall portfolio probably doesn't match your goals. How do I know this? Because of all the people that we talk to, from my TV segments, from our workshops that we do, and from this radio program when you all call in. And again, the reason for this could be, it could be a number of reasons. It could be due to the run-up on your stock market. It could be your age. You haven't adjusted based on your age. Maybe just plain complacency, because every time we get a statement now, the portfolio has done much, much better. So whatever the case, based on what we see out there, you're likely taking far more risk than you realize, or even than you need to, especially at this stage of the game, at this stage of the market, and at this stage if you're in retirement or if you're getting close to retirement. So what should your asset allocation be right now? That's what we're talking about on today's show. I'm going to reveal the risk of not having a properly diversified portfolio and how you can find the optimal balance between stocks, bonds, and cash. The important thing is finding the balance that's just right for you.
And Joel, I think it's easy and convenient for people to say, oh yeah, I need to get around to doing that. I need to diversify. I need to rebalance, whatever the case may be. But let's talk about the consequences. You said suffer the consequences now. Well, what are some of those consequences if we don't have the proper asset allocation?
Well, the biggest issue is risk, right? If you don't have a portfolio that matches your tolerance for risk, you could lose a ton of money. And this is, we're talking about your life savings here. We're not talking about my son who's 28 years old, who's got 40 years to save and invest for retirement. We're talking about you being close to retirement or being in retirement. And just think about the year 2008 or the year 2000 or 1990, even 1994 when the Fed raised interest rates very quickly, 1987 when the Dow dropped 22% in one day. If you don't have the right asset allocation and these events happen, and we know they will, we just don't know when, it could be too late to do anything about it. And the fear is going to take over because you're close to retirement or you're in retirement, and you'll end up doing the wrong thing at the wrong time out of fear. It's easy for us to sit back today and say, well, we know the market always comes back. If it goes down, I'll just hang in there and so on. That is not the reality. We've seen thousands of families in the Northeast that thought they could handle a market downturn, and they couldn't. Don't overestimate your ability to be analytical when everything in your body is screaming to say, I've got to get out, I'm going to lose all my retirement. And, you know, we talk about downside risk, but there's also upside risk. If you have too much of your money safe, you could potentially be getting a higher rate of return and generating more income, but now you're losing opportunity because you're scared. And, you know, many times people move into money in the bank or money into money market funds when the market starts going down, and they never get in or they never get back in at the right time. So this is all about asset allocation. And again, the pain and consequences of not having the right asset allocation is you're going to miss out on the upside and you're going to get hit way too hard on the downside. You're forced to do the wrong thing at the wrong time, which could cost your family hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So what, Joel, might be some of the different events that would trigger a need to rebalance your portfolio right now?
Well, it could be a major shift in the stock market, you know, whether that's up or down. Here we have more than an 8-year long run in the market, and that is a big long-term uptrend. It could be your age. You might want to rebalance as you get older because your appetite for risk will change, especially as you get close to retirement or you cross into retirement. And if you're in retirement, you've been in retirement for 5 or 10 years, you know that your appetite for risk has changed. What about interest rates? We've had record low interest rates for a long time. Maybe as interest rates begin to rise, as we know they will someday, that would trigger a rebalance in your portfolio. And by the way, you should have rebalanced over the last few years as interest rates have hit record lows. You could have a change in tax laws that cause you to rebalance your portfolio. There could be a change in inflation, and we know what the data is saying that's coming in now, but that will change pretty soon. The Fed is already signaling rate increases that are almost guaranteed to happen in the next few months. You could receive an inheritance. I was talking to a family just this last week, and they received an inheritance that completely changed their lives. And not only do they need to pay attention to their asset allocation, but their attitudes about money. They're really struggling with their attitudes about money. One spouse feels a little guilty about inheriting the money. They don't know how to act. The other spouse isn't sure what they can spend or not, and we're helping them not only allocate those assets, but understand that the income that they're getting now can last for a long, long time, and they can leave money to their kids, and they hadn't thought about that before. What about retiring early? You know, I have my book called Forced to Retire because so many people are getting early retirement offers, and this should certainly, if you lose your job or you're forced to retire early, cause an asset allocation rebalance. And no matter what, you should always be having regular meetings with your advisor to rebalance your portfolio. And if you're a good money management firm, or if you're working with a good money management firm and fully certified financial planners that are fiduciaries like we are, they have systems to rebalance your portfolio on a regular basis.
I had an old boss who always wanted us to take really complex issues and fix them in 5 minutes. And it was one of those things where it's like, no, this is going to be a several week or several month ordeal to fix what you're talking about. But we always joked that, well, Jim wants us to hit the twinkle button and just magically fix everything. Well, I think a lot of people think they can just hit the twinkle button with their portfolio, right? So the problem is you're oversimplifying the solution. It's not painstakingly difficult to get this done, but at the same time, be sure you don't oversimplify it.
Well, exactly. And there are some things that can be simplified in life and we make too complicated, and other things that take time and discipline and careful analysis that we oversimplify. I remember that Staples, we buy all our supplies here from Staples. I guess I shouldn't give them a free commercial, but there you go. And they have this easy button, right? It's you hit the button and it says, that was easy. And, you know, we used to have them around the office when people would be making things too complicated. But this asset allocation, this rebalancing your portfolio is not simple. You can't oversimplify rebalancing your portfolio using some basic general rule of thumb, like the rule of 100. You take 100 minus your age, and whatever that number is, that's how much you should have in the stock market. Well, that's an oversimplification. That does not go for everybody, and no two people are exactly alike. This is also a very different period of time. The second longest bull market run without a downturn, with record low interest rates, all-time high national debt. We've got challenges with Social Security, all kinds of unrest in the world. Is your tolerance for risk the same as a million other people? Of course not. So these cookie cutter rules you have to be careful about. We use rules in our practice, certain rules to manage your investments, but we also keep in mind that you are an individual, you are unique, and we probably shouldn't be treating you like 1,000 other people, and we don't. And so it's important that we don't oversimplify the solution, but we understand, again, the triggers to want to rebalance the portfolio.
Joel, I know this is an issue with nearly everybody who walks into your office the first time, right? They show up to that first time meeting with you, coming in for their Money Map retirement review with this handful of scattered investments. There's no mission statement. There's no rhyme or reason as to why they have what they have. In a lot of cases, they don't even know what they have and what it's doing. The bottom line is they're taking more risk than they need, or in a lot of cases, than they're even aware of. at their particular stage in life. So I know this is not an uncommon problem that you have to address with folks.
No, not at all. And the key is the stages of life. And sometimes because life is happening all around us, you know, most people, other than people like me who are managing money for clients out there, don't think about their money all the time. Or if they think about it, they think about it in a little bit of a skewed way. So here's the question. Have you recently rebalanced your portfolio? Is it possible you could be taking on more risk than you need at this stage in your life? You could be setting yourself up for a big, big financial fall if that's the case, and you might not even know it. So I want to prove to you how we could help you make the most out of every single dollar you've saved for retirement. Again, we're certified financial planners. We are fiduciaries. Combined, we have well over 100 years of advisory experience. I've been doing this since 1989. So one simple phone call could literally change the course of your retirement. And we're ready to take that call, to take your call right now. So call 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. We want to help you. Here's what happens when you make that call. You'll either speak to somebody to set up a visit, to come into one of our offices for a absolutely no obligation Money Map retirement plan, or you may end up leaving a message and we get back to you at the earliest convenience on a normal business day. But we'll set up a time for you to come in and visit with us and get absolutely free our Money Map retirement plan. And we'll even talk about the need for you to rebalance your portfolio, and we'll check your balance to see if it's out of whack. Even if you already have an advisor right now, it makes sense to get a second opinion. Most of the people that come in and visit with us have an advisor already, but getting a second opinion can only benefit one person, and that's you. So learn how you could potentially make your money go a lot farther in retirement and get a quick checkup on the amount of risk that you're taking. Call now, 1-800-705-1232, or you can text your first and last name to 1-800-705-1232, and we'll set up a time for you to come in and visit with us in one of our offices and get your asset allocation checkup and also that Money Map retirement plan.
When you come in for your Money Map retirement review, you'll also get a copy of one of Joel's books, maybe The Money Map, maybe Forced to Retire, whatever you feel fits your situation the best. Again, the number to call or text is 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. If you text, again, be sure to include your first and last name so we'll know who we're texting with when we reach back out to you. 800-705-1232 is the number. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies and the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. We're talking about rebalancing your portfolio or suffering the consequences. And Joel, there's a Morningstar article that you have in your hands that I think speaks very well to this issue.
Well, sure. And what this Morningstar article does is it takes us all the way back to March 9th of 2009, which depending on which index you're measuring, which stock market index, that was the low, March 9th of 2009. And if you were lucky enough to set up a 50-50 mix at that time, 50% stocks, 50% bonds on your retirement money in March 9th of 2009, and you just left it alone, that mix, because of the outperformance of the market, is now 75% stocks and 25% bonds. So here we are 8 years later, and your 50-50 mix, as you've gotten 8 years older and probably a little more risk averse, your mix is now 75% stocks and 25% bonds. Now that just gives you an idea of what happens if we don't rebalance. The other challenge is if you're a normal human being and you have emotions and you're like most other people, as the market's been going up, you've seen that and not wanting to miss out, you've added money to the market. So you might even be more out of whack than 75-25. And I'm not saying that 75% stocks and 25% bonds is bad. I'm just saying for the person that decided it should be a 50-50 mix 8 years ago, they're way out of whack. And so whatever you decided a few years back, you may be way out of whack. You might be working with a financial advisor that doesn't have nearly as much money as you do, and they're not even aware of the emotions that you go through as you approach or as you live in retirement, and therefore they don't know what it's like to have the kind of money that you have and go through the attitudes you do about money. The bottom line is, by any reasonable standard, it's time to rebalance. It's time to cut down your portfolio's equity weighting in an effort to reduce risk. And some people say, well, there's no alternative. You know, there's no alternatives. It's just stocks, bonds, and cash. That's not the case. There are other investments that we use that are designed to produce cash flow that you can either spend or reinvest that are not dependent on the ups and downs of the stock market. So I think it's just, again, we're saying it over and over and over again. This has been a strange market, a different market, especially in the last few months. And we've got to rebalance to protect you from losing your retirement nest egg.
Well, we should probably talk about the different types of rebalancing because we keep using this word, but it's not necessarily a general all-encompassing word. There are different ways that you might rebalance your portfolio, different approaches. So let's try to break them down as simply as we can. Joel, starting with disciplined rebalancing. What does disciplined rebalancing look like?
Well, and we're getting this from an article, another article I found in a magazine called Business World, entitled When to Rebalance Your Portfolio. And I just thought this was the one of the simplest breakdowns of rebalancing in the different types. So this one type, which is called disciplined rebalancing that John just mentioned, it's basically once a year on your portfolio anniversary or on another predefined date. So you can see here what we're doing is we're setting up a discipline. We're setting up a system or a rule that won't be broken. And so once a year on your portfolio's anniversary date or on another predefined date, might be the 1st of January, or, you know, if you think that the market always goes up in the fourth quarter, you might say the 1st of October. But on a certain date, you rebalance. And it's vital to sit down with your financial planner and relook at your asset allocation or have a system that automatically rebalances. One of the ways we run many of our portfolios here is we rebalance on the anniversary date that you started with us. So if you started with us on October 15th, then every year on October 15th, we're going to look at your mix and make sure it's not out of whack so that when the market turns down, you're able to sort of, if the market's been good, you're think about what you're doing here. You're taking your profits off the table and making them safe. Or if the market's been bad, you're buying at a low. So it's very important. This is one of the freebies here, folks, of investments. And at this time, you should really undertake a risk profiling quiz. Again, we do this for you for free. As a matter of fact, you can go on our website and walk yourself through this risk profiling quiz. That it's not just a, you know, what are you on a risk tolerance scale between 1 to 10. It shows you graphically what your emotions are doing and what you're telling yourself about losing certain amounts of money, a certain percentage of your portfolio, but we break it into dollars. So you want to check for any material changes in your risk appetite, and you also want to check to make sure that risk balances or lines up with your portfolio. And we actually take that tool. We look at your portfolio and we see if you're out of whack. So again, you want this disciplined rebalancing approach while consistently checking with your risk profile.
So that's disciplined rebalancing. What about trigger-based rebalancing? This has nothing to do with, was it Roy Rogers? Was his horse Trigger? Nothing to do with that.
I believe it was, yeah, which we're both dating ourselves quite a bit there. But yeah, I mean, trigger-based rebalancing, and we can also think of this as tolerance rebalancing is, you can say, let's go back to the example of having a portfolio that's 50% stocks and 50% bonds. And what we do with our portfolio management softwares, we can set that up so that if you get 5% out of whack one way or the other, it triggers a rebalance. So now I'm not rebalancing on a certain date every year. I'm just saying if that portfolio gets out of whack by 5% or by 4%, it automatically triggers a rebalance. So if the market's doing well and you get up to 55% stocks and 45% bonds, but you originally wanted 50-50, the computer's just going to rebalance. It's going to sell some of those stock funds and rebalance you to 50-50. Again, what this does is, think about it, you're taking some of those winnings off the table and banking them in safe money so that they won't go down as much when the market goes down. And if it, again, if it acts the opposite, if the market goes down and now you're 45% stocks and 55% bonds, it's going to take that 5% extra that's in the bonds, allocate it to stocks. What are you doing there? You're automatically buying low. You're using systems to fight the emotions that most of us, make wrong decisions because of those emotions, because of fear or because of not wanting to miss out, which we could call greed.
Okay, the last kind of portfolio rebalancing we should address here, life stage based rebalancing. Explain that to us.
Well, sure. I mean, sometimes we need to tweak our asset allocation, and that need to change the asset allocation arises from a drastic change in our stage of life. For instance, the transition from being single to being married, or being married to being divorced. That might trigger our need to rebalance. Also, when you enter the last 5 years of working before retirement, that should cause a need to rebalance because that's a critical life stage. And then those first couple years of retirement, those are high-risk years where you're going through a lot of changes anyway, readjusting to not going to work every day or maybe finding something else to do. And this is also when people can be tempted to make the wrong decisions about money. So life stage rebalancing is when our state in life changes. It could be aging. It could be a spouse going into a nursing home. It could be changing our ideas about retirement. It could be getting close to retirement. It could be retiring. It could even be wanting to gift to other generations. But any of those changes should trigger a rebalance. So what we've been talking about the entire show, I mean, before the break, after the break, is the need to rebalance. And the bottom line question is, why do we do this? Well, it's critical. It's critical because you are going to get hurt if you don't keep your asset allocation in balance. There are two freebies in the investment world. It's rebalancing and diversification. And what we've been talking about all day is rebalancing. And the reason you need to rebalance is to capture the right amount of upside when the markets are doing well and to prevent from being hurt on the downside when inevitably, sooner or later, the market will go down. Many of you should hire a financial advisor to do that. You need to create a thoughtful and comprehensive financial plan first, and then make sure that person that you've hired is rebalancing or watching your portfolio day in and day out. You know, you've saved for retirement, you've saved and invested, you've built up a nest egg, you've prepared well, you've sacrificed throughout your life, and that's a great start, but now what do you do? Because it's what you do with that money that you've saved that really matters. Could you legally pay a lot less in taxes in retirement and keep that money that you would have paid in taxes for yourself? We've been talking about investments today, but could you avoid losing tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security benefits by treating your Social Security the wrong way? What about your pension? How can you turn your investments into an income workhorse that constantly churns out monthly checks that you can spend while you're not spending down your principal? Get the answers to these questions with the Money Map Retirement Plan. Our Money Map Retirement Plan can help you answer all these questions. It's a three-stage plan. Number one, we do a risk analysis to see if your portfolio lines up with the risk you should be taking based on your emotions, because we don't want those emotions to get in the way when markets change. You're also going to discover whether, number one, you have enough to last for the rest of your life based on your current goals and what rate of return you need on your money to last for the rest of your life. And maybe the most important, or what so many people love about our process, our unique process, is that one-page Money Map Retirement Plan. Yes, we have all the technical backup for those of you that like technical data, but the beauty of this process is the simple way we put it all on one page, your entire financial life, and you can see exactly where you're going. We use it for a discussion on what we should be talking about and what we should be planning for in your retirement. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, we want you to call right now and get your Money Map Retirement Plan. It's absolutely free. There's no obligation. We don't pressure anybody. This is our service to you. Not everybody becomes a client, not even close to half of the people become a client. We're willing to serve you in this way so that you know how we work. So call now, 1-800-705-1232. Again, if you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, and if you're one of the first 10 callers, we'll give you in person that Money Map Retirement Review. 1-800-705-1232. You can even text your first and last name, and we'll get back to you and set up a time for you to come in, visit with us in one of our offices, and get that Money Map Retirement Plan.
1-800-705-1232. If you text, be sure to send your first and last name. Again, when you come in for your Money Map Retirement Review, you'll get a copy of one of Joel's books. Again, 800-705-1232 is the number to call or text. for Joel Johnson and everybody at Johnson Brunetti. I'm John Stillman, wishing you a great week. We'll talk with you next time, same place, right here on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.